Well, Carol, here we go. We're here at last. We've been waiting for this moment, haven't we? So it's Carol, have you turned to the Lord Jesus Christ?
Yes.
I think that's pretty. That's a yes.
Are you sure?
What was that other question about evil, Michael? What's that other question I've got to do about evil? Renounced evil. Have you renounced evil?
Yes, I have.
And have you repented of your sins?
Oh, yes, I have. Definitely.
Well, that's fantastic. That's all the right answers again. So that's good. So we can carry on. Well, Carol, because of while you're waiting, just the same, we're going to pray for Carol, that the Holy Spirit might come on her and fill her and be with her. So, Lord, we just come before you now again. We thank you. You're here all the time. You don't come and go with our prayers. Lord, we thank you that you're always faithful. And, Lord, in Carol's life, you've already proved yourself to be a faithful God. And we thank you that you promised that you would send your Holy Spirit. And we've no doubt she has received already of your Holy Spirit. And we pray now that you'll fill her in a special way on this special day with your Holy Spirit. She might live for you, rely on you, lean on you each day, find you to be all her strength and all she needs to share the Lord Jesus with other people. Because, Lord, from here on, and certainly from the time she turned to you, she's become part of your kingdom and part of what you're doing in this earth, which is absolutely amazing. And Lord, we thank you that you've made her your child and that you've drawn her into the kingdom. And Lord, we believe in an irresistible way. She turned to you because you called her and she responded to your love. And so we thank you for that. And we pray that you'll fill her, that she might know your Holy Spirit with her each and every day, for power, for witness, for strength, and for enabling to live her life in Jesus' name. Amen.
Okay, so again, if you've got a word for Carol, just indicate and get the mic, and then...
So, Carol, hi again, everyone. I feel like you are the fruit of people's prayers, of Leanne's prayers. But she wasn't the only one who was interceding for you. It says Jesus and the Holy Spirit do. And you are the joy. You're his joy that you've turned your life towards him. And your name Carol is also known as a song, isn't it? And your life is going to be like a song to him, and we sing carols to celebrate him. And your life is going to celebrate him, and in the same way as you lift him up and sing over him, you'll know that he sings over you. And Zephaniah 3:17 says that. He says that he delights in us and he delights over us. And he says, welcome, welcome, daughter, welcome, welcome, daughter, welcome.
Oh, Carol, this is an amazing day. We're so blessed by you and your sausage rolls. Yeah. I have a verse for you from Isaiah 54:17. I've written it on the back of your envelope, so use a letter opener to open it, then you can keep the verse. Okay, Isaiah 54:17. No weapon forged against you will prevail, and you will refute every tongue that accuses you. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and this is their vindication from me, declares the Lord. There have been battles. We spoke about it today. There have been spiritual realm battles for your soul. And there have been times where you've thought, no, it can't be me. It won't be me that God wants. But he does want you. And there is no weapon forged against the power of the Lord that can win. Hang on to that. Because life isn't always easy. There are ups, there are downs. He never changes. He is the I Am. And what Wendy just said about joy, I can affirm that that was the same thing. In fact, I've been singing that very cheesy song, and I'm going to sing it to you, and anyone can join in, please do. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Give me joy in my heart, I pray. Give me joy in my heart, keep me singing. Keep me praising to the end of day. All together now. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Hallelujah. Thank you.
My turn. So in Acts of the Apostles chapter 2, it talks about the Holy Spirit coming down. But it's quite funny in what Peter actually said. He said, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions, and your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and billows of smoke. The sun will turn to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the great glorious day of the Lord, and everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved.
Carol, it's got to be another chorus, but I've really been so blessed since you joined us to the fellowship. Your joy, your radiance in your faith has been absolutely amazing and really helped me and impacted on me a lot. And I just wanted to, again, it's, as I say, it's a chorus. There are other verses. If I just say the first verse, life is wonderful. Yes, it's wonderful. Life is wonderful now to me. I took Jesus in. He changed everything. Life is wonderful now. And I think you've really shown that's what you've experienced. God bless.
Thank you.
I've been praying for you all week. Got nothing. As a fellowship, we used to go away to Ashburnham. And the verse that hangs over Ashburnham is the verse that I want to give you this morning, which God directed me to this morning. And for those of you who don't know, Ashburnham is a big stately home in the countryside, which has been knocked about. It's old, ramshackled. But you'll see where I'm going with this verse in a minute. This is from Haggai. I could do. It says, I will shake all the nations, and I will shake all the nations, and the desire of all the nations will come, and I will fill this house with the glory, says the Lord Almighty. The silver and gold is mine, declares the Lord Almighty. The glory of this present house will be greater than the glory of the former house, says the Lord God Almighty. And in this place I will grant my peace, declares the Lord Almighty. And I just feel that God's saying, I'm taking you from one level to another level. That stately home that's been knocked about a bit doesn't look like a stately home, but the glory of people meeting Christ there is testament to what that place does. And I just feel that God wants to just say to you, Carol, the glory of the next step is going to be greater than what's past.
Hello, Carol. This is entitled Praise to God for a Living Hope. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil or fade, kept in heaven for you, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. This is for you, Carol, from the Lord. I pray that he will bless you today and every following coming day.
Amen.
It will be short, don't worry about that. Well done, Mum. Bit loud. Congratulations. You are now a child of God. Yes. Amen. What's on my heart from you as I wrote you, thought deep last night when I wrote you that card and said, wisdom, joy and peace that you give to the congregation here at CBCF. You are a family as one, and we all stand and pray with God. United we stand. So congratulations, proud of you. You make everyone happy, and what a joy it is for you to be here to be baptized. I love you.
It's lovely when you hear from God and it's affirmed by what other people are saying. So in line with what's already been said about the joy of the Lord is your strength. And I looked it up. I don't know verses very well either, so I had to look it up on my phone to look it up in my Bible. But it's from Psalm 28, and it's verse 7 and 8, really. It says, the Lord is my strength and my shield. And some of the verses say, the joy of the Lord is my strength. So it's different translations. In him my heart trusts, and I am helped. My heart exalts, and with my song, as we've already spoken about Carol, I give thanks to him. So, yeah, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and we see that. It's so evident. And I also wanted to encourage you. I was thinking in the week that God will speak through you, and he speaks to us in so many different ways, and I want you to believe that he will speak to you and that it is his truth and that it is his word. All right, trust in that. Dave's gonna.
Hi. Whenever I'm around you, Carol, I always just feel quite calm. I don't know what it is. It's just very comforting. And when, you know, sausage rolls, comfort food and all the stuff that you bring, I just feel very calm, and I really, yeah, I looked this up. It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, I think. All praise to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. He is the source of every mercy and the God who comforts us. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. When others are troubled, we will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. And I think I really feel like that's something that God, it sounds like he comforted you when your husband was in hospital and ill, and it sounds like he came and comforted you. And he has given you that as a blessing to you, but also so that you may bless all of those around you. And I really feel like you do comfort those people around you. And people are going to come to you and you're going to be there as a comforter for them and to pass on God's comfort to them. Amen.
Hi, Miss Carol. I'm going to read from Joshua. I'm just going to take snippets, but I just feel that this is what the Lord is saying to you. It says, be strong and courageous. And then again it says in verse 7, so that was verse 6, be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. So do not turn from it to the right or to the left. Basically, it's just stay in the word. And then verse 8 says, do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. The Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And he's commanding you to be strong and courageous.
Thank you. There's still one or two people I know. Were you?
This didn't come out in Carol's story today, but I know it because I've spoken to her about it. Carol learnt about the Lord Jesus many years ago. Well, perhaps it was just a few years ago, because she left church at 15. That was only a few years ago, wasn't it, Carol? So, I know my mum still thinks she's young as well, so that's all right. Yeah, so, yeah, that's right, she is, absolutely. We're as young as you feel. So, effectively, at 15, Carol left church, but she'd already learnt a lot about the Lord Jesus, because the Bible says that this word of God's like a seed, and it always achieves something. So maybe that's a word to all of us, that when God has spoken to us, when God has spoken into our lives, I'm an evangelist and I speak to people on the street and sometimes they walk away as if they're not interested. But they've heard the word of God and it won't return void. It will do something in their lives. I'm completely convinced of that. And often many years later that comes back and they remember that word. And Carol, that's exactly what happened to Carol. And because of that, I'm going to read virtually the same scripture I had for Alex, but a little bit later on, but not out of the message this time. But it says, as for you, continue in what you've learned, and you become convinced of, because you know from those you've learned it, and how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which is able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. See, Carol had the word of God in her, but it hadn't been combined with faith yet. But God, just at the right time, brought that faith, and she combined. That's why when we're believers, you've got to keep on speaking it. Even if people aren't hearing, you just keep on speaking it and living it, because it is going in, you know that, don't you? Because God's word is powerful. And you can't stop it, even if you don't want it. That's why you get in grief sometimes. All scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, training in righteousness, so that the man of God, or in this case the woman of God, I'm sure that means mankind, may be thoroughly equipped for every good work. May God's word continue to work in your life, as it has always done right through your life, even though you weren't aware of it. God bless you.
Sorry. I'm scared of the mic. It makes me nervous. All glory and honour today for the risen Lord. It's a wonderful day to be baptised, Carol. Easter is a time for new beginnings. And like Steve said, even though you've been with the Lord since you were 15, today is a wonderful day. And I wish you all the best on your new journey. And I will pray for you, as I'm sure you pray for me. I love you, Carol. And from meeting you, my heart and my spirit really took to you. And I felt as if I needed to be here today to see you baptized. And I'm so happy that I've been able to make it. May God bless you in everything that you do throughout the rest of your new life and be with you always. In Jesus' name, amen.
It's a really good day today, isn't it? It doesn't stop, does it? And it won't stop. And it won't stop. Okay, I'll share something with you. Preparing all week for this and stuff like that, and getting a baptismal pool and being told it's going to leak. You see, so yeah, it's not too bad, is it? It's really warm in there. But I'll share something with you. I got here about 7:45 this morning and I was a bit flustered. I got things going on as well. But when I came in, where Mike showed me where to put the pool to set it up, you look up there, do you see these balloons? There was three of them, okay? I don't know where the others are. There was two there, and there was one. And there was one, and I'm not joking, there was one static, not tied down, and it was there. It was above this pool, and Charlie knows. And I said, I can't believe it. I've come here early, and it really made my heart feel good, because I wasn't in a good place. But what we've all got to do, everybody's got to do, is look for the heart of God, okay? It's simplistic. It's very simplistic what happened, and okay, a gust of wind blew it over there just as I opened the door maybe, but it really spoke to me. And that's what I think God's saying to you. Look for the heart of God. Use the sword of truth in all things. Cut through stuff and get to the truth. And that's where we belong, and that's where he wants you. And stuff in the past, you cut through that. That falls to the ground or goes up. But the real stuff stays in the right position. All right? Amen.
Carol, I just want to share with you Luke 20, where Jesus is asked by the scribes and Pharisees by what authority he baptizes people. And he doesn't even answer the question. He knows where the authority comes from himself. And I feel today the Holy Spirit is walking with us today. And it's fantastic in here. I've been in this hall since 1962, coming to this hall since 1962. And the awe and wonderment that I felt on that day walking into this, when you're a little boy, walking into this hall, it looks massive. It's not massive now because I'm older and wiser, but today I still feel that awe and amazement about the baptism that we share today. And as we said earlier and when you spoke, I know when Sue came home that night from meeting you the first time, she was on fire. She was talking about this wonderful lady that she's met and how wonderful she was and all the questions. You were like a child asking questions of her. And she's now, and it's great that we come to this day. And Sue knows it's from the Lord, the same as I do, that you're here today. The Lord works through us. And thank you that you're here today. And then what a great day it's been. And we've got great things to share after us. And as people have been saying, you'll be going forward with your walk with your Lord. And may God bless you in that as well. And thank you for your gift of love and hospitality and friendship and generosity. There's so many things that you come across to us, Lord, but it's wonderful that you've been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Anyone else? Doug.
Try and stand up. First of all, Carol, I'd like to bring you greetings and congratulations from the church just down the road, BCBC, and also from the Fountain of Living Water Church, of which I'm a member. Bless you for your witness and your testimony. Just want to say, remember two things. One is confirming something that's already been said. We are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, belonging to God. You belong to God, as we all do. And just remember, as you go through life, things won't always be easy, as you know, and I know too. But remember, the Lord is always there, and he is sufficient for all your needs. Just open your eyes and your hearts to see what he is doing, and follow. And may the Holy Spirit empower you to be his child. Amen.
Thanks, Doug. All done. Carol, I think God has actually placed his hand upon you in a fairly marvellous way over these last sort of, well, it's probably a year now since we first met. It's a long time, isn't it? And one of the things that is very clear, people keep talking about the sausage rolls. She makes sausage rolls to die for, you know. I think I've put on a couple of stone of weight since she joined the church. But I think actually people talking about that is quite important, because it says something. And it says that you've got the gift of hospitality. And that's one of the gifts that God gives us. And I think that's really an important thing in the church today, that people do have that particular gift and are able to welcome people and to, you know, feed people and, you know, look out for people. And I think that's something that you've got, which is great. And the other thing I'd like to say is that I think that the sort of, I don't know, the foundations, Steve was talking about, you know, stuff that's gone on in the past, but just look at your children who are here today, and that says something about what the Lord has been doing in this family. It's not just about Carol, actually. It's about the family, which is fantastic. And so I think we can really give thanks for that today. And so let me again bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen.